This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 384, the first step to improve your IELTS reading score.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll learn the best resource for beginning to improve your overall reading ability, as well as guidance for your personal study plan. How's it going, Jessica? How are you feeling today?
I'm doing okay. You know, we're very honest on this show, listeners. Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes it's not perfect, but I'm still fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, that's it. I know. It's not always easy to maintain that perspective, though. Sometimes it's tough, but when I feel that, I try to just like, I don't know, just sit and breathe.
Yeah. And you know what? There are so many amazing things in my life, and I'm focusing on that too. James and I just went to a play on Sunday. It was so cool, proper theater, like as big production and stuff. It's the Oregon Children's Theater. They put on like four productions a year, and it was amazing. Oh my gosh,
that
it was
sounds
so, fun.
So cool. That sounds so cool. Love it.
When was the last time you went to the theater, Lindsay?
Oh, a while back, but I'm actually going to the theater next Friday night in New York. I'm going to Broadway.
Ooh, cool. Yeah, what are you going to see?
Lion King. I'm going to see Lion King.
Oh, okay.
So it's my friend's, so she is a crazy Lion King fan. So we're going, I'm taking her there and we're going to have a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, just the whole experience of it. I just love getting dressed up and like,
I know.
You know, like having a snack at intermission and like, I love the whole thing.
It's a whole experience and it's just, it's a special thing. So very good stuff.
So IELTS listeners, there are questions that come up about art, museums, stage productions. I mean, we know that there are questions about museums, but you guys, art is an IELTS topic and theater is one of the like subsets of art as a larger genre, right? So guys, if you have any chance to see live theater where you are, take advantage. Even if you get just the cheap, bad tickets, just go for the experience.
Absolutely. Standing room is fine. Just go for it. Whatever you can afford, just go and make the most out of it.
It's beautiful. Okay, so we had a question in our closed Facebook group today, guys. The students in our course, they can post their questions at any time. And Lindsay and I get back to them pretty much right away a lot of the time.
Absolutely.
Unless we're like sleeping. So on our roadmap, guys, we're all about balanced practice, right? Mm-hmm. We guide you with activities every day to not only learn about the test, do the test practice, get the strategies, but also improve your overall English at the same time. So one of the early activities on the roadmap asks students to find a news article and summarize it. Lindsay, what do you think students can learn from this activity?
Oh, well, there's so much that we can learn from summarizing a news article. I mean, one thing that stands out in my mind is vocabulary.
Yes.
Being able to expand our vocabulary. We can't do that unless we're writing. Unless we're reading. Writing and reading, I suppose, but reading for sure. You know, to be exposed to new words.
Exactly. Guys, every successful IELTS writer also reads a lot. Every single one of them. Yeah. So, I'm going to read her question. She says, when I choose an article to summarize from an online news site, does it matter if I pick an article that is similar length to the IELTS test? I asked this because I chose an article that is interesting to me, but it turns out it is very long and I lost my passion right away. And she says, by the way, writing the summary is hard for me as a beginner in this course, so I'm not sure if I should push myself or start from the easy level.
Ooh, good questions.
Yeah, really good question. And I love the fact that our students trust us enough and trust their fellow IELTS students and, you know, on this journey that if they are worried about something or if they feel, you know, something is too hard for them, it's not like they're embarrassed, right? Yes. They want to improve. So they post these worries and sort of like vulnerabilities about their language.
That's right.
And yeah, it's just, it's lovely. So.
Yeah.
I said the length doesn't matter. If it is interesting to you, then go for it. However, if it is, you know, if you do lose your passion right away, like she said, I recommended starting with some resources from One Stop English. They have every month they have news lessons, and every article has a lesson around it for three levels: beginning, intermediate, advanced. And these are real news articles from The Guardian, but rewritten for the different levels. And then there are reading comprehension questions and vocabulary. This resource is in our roadmap as well.
Nice. Yes.
So, guys, this is awesome. Come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 384. And in the blog post, I will put a link to these lessons because they're amazing.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, there's something to be said for the importance of making sure that the content that you're reading, you can understand it so you can build your momentum. And as the student says, her passion or her interest, right? Because if you can't understand anything, you're not going to be interested. And then how are you going to continue studying, right?
Exactly. And it could really, you know, like take the wind out of your sails. It could really just steal any confidence or any momentum, like you said, at the beginning. So, I mean, think about any hobby or skill that you're trying to get really good at. You can't dive in at the top level right away. You know, you need to break it down and practice the things that you're able to do first, get good at those, and then you could jump to the next level. And then you jump to the next level, right? Yeah. It's just this step-by-step approach.
Yeah. And that's actually exactly how we built the course, right, Jessica? Mm-hmm. I mean, you break down all the skills, you introduce the three-step strategies for each section of the test, and then you help our students build those skills up gradually. Right. We don't just throw a practice test at you right away on day one. Right.
You know, it's funny you said that. I feel like a lot of classes do that.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's a pretest. Right. Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe it's to like convince students that it's that they need the class because it's so hard. I don't know. That seems like a really sad way to like convince someone that you're necessary.
Yeah, and kill your motivation right away. But we don't do that for you guys. We don't throw you a practice test. You'll be ready for the practice test when you take them. Okay.
Hello, IELTS candidates. If you are ready to get serious about your IELTS reading scores, find out the strategies that have helped so many students get nines on the IELTS reading exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System today. We realize that we know how people learn, like the science of learning. Like we realize this. And it's all about scaffolding, as we say in the ELS field. It's like building, it's laying a foundation first, right?
Yeah.
Getting these fundamental skills and fundamental knowledge, improving the overall English. And then you keep adding to that, right? Where everything you're adding is also using what you learned before. So it's this like intricate weaving of skills to make learning as comfortable and efficient as possible.
Exactly, because we're keeping in mind that we're human beings here. We're not like robots that just need to absorb material and spit it back out. We're human beings, and if we're not feeling comfortable or not enjoying something, we're just not going to learn. That's just not the way our mind absorbs information.
Exactly, exactly. And if you're not motivated, right? If the material isn't interesting or engaging in any way, likewise, you are not going to learn. It's not going to stick in your mind. It will barely even enter your ears. It's just going to hang out outside yourself. So guys, I have found myself saying this in some YouTube videos lately, that IELTS should not be boring. Studying anything should not be boring, you guys. And that's why we have tried to make it as full of energy as we can, and choosing the most motivating resources. And also just this closed Facebook group, right? Yeah. This is engaging. This is motivating. So, this is cool.
It's a very welcoming community. I mean, it's amazing how, I love how when we announced the Three Keys Writing Wizard, so many people said, oh, congratulations, way to go, you're awesome, you get the 15 minutes with Jessica, great job. Like, there's a lot of support here, and it's very genuine. It's not a competitive group at all. It's just a very supportive community.
No, I think there, I think like one time last year, there was kind of a heated exchange between a couple of students. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
We talked about it in on the show. Yeah. And, but it was, you know, it was all like from a good place. And it's not like they were mad at each other. It was just like some slight disagreement about a strategy or something. And all it to, and I mean, I valued that. I thought it was cool. Yeah. I was like, you guys are like really thinking about this, and it's fantastic. And so I just had to post one little comment, like, I love how much you guys are thinking about this. This is the answer. And then they're like, okay, thank you. And it was fine.
Love that. Love that. And when you do join, guys, again, just to remind you, you do need to be in our course to join this private Facebook group. Yes. And when you do join the course, we go ahead and we accept you in, and then you have a chance to introduce yourself and to tell everyone your target score. And that's part of why I think this is a nice group, because everyone introduces themselves and we feel at home right away. So there's something really unique about that. Maybe we don't even get that if we're taking a IELTS class at a school. I mean, maybe it's much more impersonal, even if we're in a class with 100 other students.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. I think every teacher on the first day of class does some sort of introduction thing, right? It's, I don't think they usually focus it on like motivating to study. It's just like, introduce yourself, tell us your favorite hobby and where you're from or whatever.
And
that's
stuff.
Like basically just to eat up the first 20 minutes of class. Like, it has nothing to do with your IELTS studies.
Right.
I know how teachers plan, right? You do too.
Yeah, we
did it for a long time. Like, that'll take up 20 minutes. Let's do that.
We know.
So guys, I think the overall message today that we want you guys to take away, in your preparation, just find the motivation, right? Don't dive into materials that are too hard, but approach this in a step-by-step way. And remember that you need to have balanced preparation, as in our roadmap. Studying IELTS and doing test practice is not enough, as you know.
Yeah.
But that improving your overall English is just as necessary as learning about the test.
Exactly. That's it. And when you guys are ready to get into that step-by-step program and follow our study plan just to make things easy and simple and stop guessing about what to do, you can get started at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And Jessica, one more thing I want to remind our listeners about is your new awesome Facebook Live broadcast every Thursday. What are you doing these days on Facebook?
It's so fun, you guys. Get into the All Ears English group. This is the open group, unlike our course. This is the open one that you could join. And every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, because I live in Portland, Oregon, that's 3 p.m. East Coast time.
Right.
So every Thursday at that time, I am on Facebook Live. And It's just a Q&A session, you guys. You can show up and post your questions in the comment section, and it's really dynamic and it's very interactive because I am reading the comments and talking out loud, and it's unplanned. It's not scripted. I am just answering all the questions that you guys are asking. So
yeah.
This is the way to find out about our strategies, right? Yeah. This is the way to find out if our course is right for you. Right. Come ask a question. You know, you're gonna like the answer. It will be helpful. And then yeah. I think that is also motivating for you to keep practicing and working hard.
Exactly. Exactly. If you guys have been listening to the podcast, maybe you're getting our emails and you want to see Jessica live and have a chance to really interact. Again, this is the only time, if you're not in the course, that Jessica's available to answer questions. It's only a half an hour, very narrow time each week that you can go and you can ask that question, right? But to do it, you want to join our Facebook group. Okay. Go to facebook.com/groups/ All Ears English. ALLEARS English. Okay. And get in there. And again, you'll learn about our strategies. You'll learn about how to get into the course and how to get into our masterclass. Very cool. I'm so excited for this new weekly appearance. And it's so fun. It's so much fun. Good time.
So fun. Oh my God. I'm so happy we're doing this. Good. So yeah. So come join the group, guys. And then I will see you on Thursday.
Sounds good. All right, Jessica. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.